Today's Perek in Masechet Mikvaot, brought to you from Yerushalayim Ir HaKodesh, is Perek Vav, Mishnah Vav. So we've been talking about cases where you are going to be Tevel inside of a Kli, where that Kli perhaps required Tefillah, or if the Kli didn't require Tefillah, that nonetheless, if it was open, Kishvoferet Hanod, it would be a mixture with the water in the mikveh. But we never had to entertain a problem of whether, while you're in the mikveh, or you're getting out of the mikveh, whether something could be metame you because of that Kli. Because, I mean, if the Kli is in the mikveh, it's obviously not going to be tame. Aha! But what happens if it's a Kli Cheres? Oh my gosh. Now, a Kli Cheres cannot become tar in a mikveh. And now, you've got a classic case of Tevel v'Sheretz b'yado. Because if you're in, even if you've got the Shvoferet Hanod, but your body enclosed in that Kli Cheres is inside of something that is metame. Now, fortunately, a Kli Cheres can never be an Av HaTumah. We learn out from the Pasuk that the most we have to worry about in the event of a Kli Cheres, it will be Metame Ochlun U'Mashkin. It will never be Metame Adam V'Kelim. So where we do get into a problem is on the Rabbanan Tumah, in which if your hands are exposed to something that is going to be Metame Ochlun U'Mashkin, it's nonetheless Metame the Yadayim. And we've got another problem. The other problem is that if the water on your hands, which is mashkin, becomes tame from a Kli Cheres, which may be in the mikveh, nonetheless, that water, remember what the din is, water, mid rabbanan, can go back and be metame as a rishon. So, that would affect even Kalim in certain circumstances. Okay, so this Mishnah is going to introduce the problem of Kli Cheres. Now, in addition to the problem of the Kli Cheres never becoming tahor in a mikveh if they're tamei, we have another problem. Normally, if you don't touch something, you're not going to be tamei. But a Kli Cheres is not like that. In a Kli Cheres, even if you're in the airspace, it would be metame mitocho, certainly mashkin and ochlin. And when it comes to the tuma derabbanan, in which your yadayim would become tame, then you don't need to have negiya. It would be tuma even from the avir. Whoa. Now this creates a problem. Because remember, you could be metahir things inside of a kli, as long as we have the shear of Shvoferet Hanod, or in cases where the Kli is mostly smashed anyway, so we don't even need the Shvoferet Hanod, we just consider the water to be freely mixing with the water in the Kli. Okay. We never had a problem of something being Tavul inside of a Kli before, as long as that Kli is part of the mikveh. However, if we're talking about a Kli Cheres, where the Kli Cheres is the mikveh that you're being tevel in, then we've got a problem. Now let's imagine a case like this. We've got a gistera. A gistera means that we have a broken Kli Cheres, and it's in a mikveh, and somebody was matvil, esa kelim. Now the thing is, these kelim, they become tahor, just like if they had been inside of a dli that was a plastic dli that we said is mixed with the mikveh. No problem. And that would be true even in the case where the edges of the kli are protruding above the water level, as long as there's a Shvoferet Hanod that mixes the water, right? So you can't say, well, but it's inside of a kli. How can you be tevel in a kli? The fact that the Kli is in the mikveh and mixing with the water of the mikveh through a Shvoferet Hanod, that makes the water okay. So, the fact that you're being tevel inside of this gistera is not ipso facto a problem, but there is a problem where you're taking the kli out of this kli cheres, and then as you lift the kli that you were toivo, let's see, we're toivo a needle in this kli. So it's not a problem if the water is mixing through the cracks in the kli. That would be like the case of the basket that we had, and this is a cracked kli, it's broken, and so on. The problem is that there's parts that are extending above the water level, and now when you take the needle out, it actually moves between the edges of the kli that are above the water, and the kli cheres is metame from the airspace. So as it rises above the water in the mikveh, zap from the sides, and it becomes tame again because of the kli cheres. Now, of course, the thing is that kalim cannot become tame by being zapped by a kli cheres. True. But we seem to have statistically proven that when you lift kalim out of a mikveh, they are wet. And therefore, if they're wet, the water is going to be mekabel tumah when it's zapped by the electricity flowing through the edges of that kli cheres as you lift it outside of the kli cheres. And once the water drops are going to become tameh because they're in the avir kli cheres, well, now the halacha is that in such a case, drops of water, actually midrabanan, can be mitame kalim. So, how do you like that? That means that they are not going to be tahar. Now, they might be more tahar than they were, because, I don't know, maybe before the needles that you dropped in there, maybe they were an avatuma, I don't know. That you definitely worked on. But the bottom line is, there's still going to be on some level of tumah, that tumah derabanan, in which mayim can be metame kalim. Now let's push the gistra under the water surface. Now, if it's under the water surface completely, so then there's no point in which you would get that needle out of the mikveh without its passing through completely kosher mikveh water after it was already zapped by the edges of the kli cheres, because it's underwater, it's completely submerged. So, even if there's a little bit of water that's on top of the kli cheres, it would be tohar, because as you lift it out through that water, it actually becomes tohar through the fact that it was inside of the mikveh. Now, there's a big chiddush over here, because it says kol shehu, which means that there was no time that the entire kli was actually outside of that kli cheres, because it was only a kol shehu. And normally, either you're tevel a whole kli or you're tevel nothing. You can't be tevel a kli piece by piece. Mashenkein over here, the fact is that the entire kli is in the mikveh, and therefore, as the last part of the kli is pulled out, it was actually in the mikveh, but without being affected by the kli cheres, because the kli cheres is inside of the mikveh. Now, let's imagine another case. Let's imagine a case in which you have a tanur. So, remember that a tanur, the way that they would make a tanur, is you had this a large open kli, which you then turned upside down. It had an opening on the top, which you could open and close, and you would cement it to the floor. You would make the fire inside of it and put the bread around the edges by opening the top, and that was the way that they baked, pita ovens. So here, what happened is that you had this tanur that had actually been on the ground, and it was inside of this ditch. Everything was dry, and a ma'ayan opened up inside the ditch, inside of the tanur. And now somebody goes into this tanur, and it's all filled with water now. So in this case, as long as it's mechubah to the ma'ayan, so then it's hashaka. I don't care about the fact that the actual mikveh is made out of a kli cheres, which is tameh. that doesn't bother me. Because as we said before, as long as you are mashik the mayim, this is like the ultimate ashaka. The water is actually gushing forth out of a mayan inside of the space of the klicheres. So in a case like this, somebody goes down and he gets into the oven. He's tevel himself in that water from the mayan. The only problem he's got is that he was metaher himself, because this was a kosher, a perfectly kosher mikveh. There's only one problem. He is inside of the avir of the klicheres, that's tummy. And the din is that yadayim are mekabel tuma, because they're mekabel tuma min rabbanan, even not from an avatuma. And therefore, even though normally I would say a klicheres, like a tanur, cannot be metame an adam, it can be metame his yadayim. And that's the only thing we have to worry about. But if there is enough water in this ditch that it actually overflowed the oven, so that now when he comes out of the oven, this is a big oven, when it comes out of the oven, there was as much water as was required to have his hands in that water as he gets out of the klicheres, and therefore his hands now did a tefillah in the mikveh, and the halacha is that tumas yadayim, even for Kodesh, is canceled through Tfilas Yadayim, right? Well, in this case, as he got out of the mikveh, his hands went through that water. And therefore, if there was enough for Rum Yadav, now note that this seems to be different than the case we said before. Before we said Kol Shehu. And here we say, you need enough water for his hands to be Tavul in the mikveh at the same time. It needs to be the same height as his yadayim. So since his hands went through a real tefillas yadayim, so even though they were tame before, they become kodesh here, even for, even for kodesh, because they did an actual act of tefillah. Wild. Whew. Okay, this was a long Mishnah. I don't know whether Shmu is telling us to continue. Shmu is shaking the oracle's head. And it's an amazing thing. It's the oracle responds only in the presence of Shmu. So, okay, we've got our Mishnah for the day, a wonderful continuation of some new grand halachas mixing together. And I'm sure will give us plenty of pleasure today as you chazer 40 times and make sure that this Mishnah is well implanted. Seeing you and wishing you a wonderful day of Besurot Tovot, Yeshuot, V'Nechamot, preparations for our Zion Ador coming up, and very soon to be hopefully maybe even met. Kol Tov.